Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Along with the rest of the world, I've been thinking a lot about breath these last few weeks. I've been anxiously monitoring my own, of course. Did I always breathe this hard after walking up a flight of stairs? Was that just a cough, or was it a cough? And I kind of feel like I've been holding my breath, too. Perhaps you do as well. Are we through the worst of it? What will the world look like when this is over? As strange and uncertain a time as this is, it can also feel like a time to catch our breath. For one thing, we're apparently doing so much baking as a nation that there's a flour shortage. There have been flashes of Sabbath in the midst of the storm. But we should remember that Sabbath is not simply a synonym for rest. It is time set apart from what the world considers productive labor, to be sure. But it is time set apart to hear the Word of God. The Word of God for us today contains powerful imagery about breath in both of the scripture readings. From Genesis, we heard an excerpt from the second creation story, in which God formed us out of dust and breathed life into our lungs. This makes me think also of the first creation account in Genesis, in which the Spirit, the breath of God, moved across the dark and shapeless waters, bringing life into existence. Then we have our gospel reading from the book of John. The disciples have retreated to a locked room in fear after the tomb was found empty. They do not yet understand what God is up to in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then suddenly, Jesus appears among them, despite the locked door, speaking words of peace and pronouncing this blessing as he breathed upon them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." I love reading that passage from John these days. The disciples are locked in. They are afraid of an unknown and unseen threat out in the world. Why is the tomb empty? What has happened to Jesus? Who or what is responsible for what's happening? Perhaps you're feeling a little locked in too. Fear can be a powerful thing. It can transform our reality. It can turn a room or a home into a prison cell or a fortress. But then Jesus is there. Jesus is with them. Jesus is with you in your locked room. And Jesus brings the Holy Spirit, which drives out fear. The Holy Spirit, which does indeed transform our world. The Holy Spirit, the breath of God. These stories are a reminder that this powerful, invisible force has been given to you, that it lives in you and gives you life, and that it cannot be locked out. These passages describe a generous God, one who brought the infinite creative force of the Spirit down into the dust for us. We should be reminded of what God has given us with every breath we take. We can hear and feel the life-giving blessing every time our lungs fill. While times like these can have us anxiously counting our breaths, stories like these encourage us to count them not fearfully, but gratefully, remembering that each one is a divine and miraculous gift. We can also remember that there is no shortness of this breath. God's Spirit is an abundant blessing, and the peace Jesus offers through the Spirit is not temporary and not for a few. It is for all, and it is forever. Finally, know that this breath is not just a gift. It is a tool. Just as God breathed across the emptiness and brought creation into being, just as God breathed into you and gave you life, just as Jesus breathed over the disciples, taking away their fear and giving them the Holy Spirit, so too can you share the Spirit. The Spirit dwells in you. It fills your lungs. It is yours to use. You can breathe it across your vocal cords and use your mouth to give shape to holy words, blessings, words that give life and comfort. The breath, the Spirit that has been given to you, can be an instrument of God's love for this world, which so needs love right now. So take a breath. Know that God is with you and share the Spirit. Amen.